Hey everybody. Wow, it's been a long 8-9 months since my last podcast, so I'm super excited to be joining you all right where you are. For those of you who are listening for the first time, I invite you to visit our website at www.deargrowingwoman.com, where you can sign up to receive updates whenever I post new things. I'm still pretty new at this, but I'm working, and this is something that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about growing, and the truth is that as long as you live, growth never stops, and that's my whole mission, and that's my whole goal, and my whole purpose for doing what I'm doing. I'm not just a randomer. I just made up a word, but I'm not just a randomer. I'm not a random person just speaking things, but I am on a mission to help somebody else. So for those of you who enjoy this podcast, share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with your coworkers. I would greatly appreciate that. And if you have a moment, take time and leave a review. That helps others who are looking for great things to listen to find us at Dear Growing Woman. So let's get started for today. Life has been like almost crazy, and I've had to step outside like my comfort zone in almost every single area. And it has been interesting. It has not been bad. But learning how to have crucial conversations and learning how to set boundaries and learning how to do all of that has been a challenge for me, because I am in my nature like a fixer, and I just want to make everything better. But when I take it all on myself, like, it's not good for me. And so in this season of my life, I'm learning how to take care of me. I am not very good at it yet, but my growth mindset says that I'm going to get better at it. You know, I am going to get better at it, and so will you. And we're just going to be okay. So I was in a conversation with a couple people, with some of my coworkers, my teammates, and they said, well, we heard that you sing. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, maybe, I guess so. And I realized that I had spent so much time, just not being as dope as I should be, because I didn't really believe in the gifts and the talents that God had given me. Like, I was born like this. Like, I was born dope. And all of my life, like, I literally did not believe that. And that is something that I am on a mission to change. I have to believe in the gifts and the talents that God gave me. Like, I have to fully live in them. I have to fully express them, because that is why He created me. I was reading James chapter 1, and I came across the verse. I was actually looking at something else for a different reason, but I came across the scripture that says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, the creator and the sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting or shadow cast by His turning, for He is perfect and never changes. Verse 18 says, it was of His own will that He gave us birth as His children by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of His creatures, a prime example of what He created to be set apart to Himself, sanctified, made holy for His divine purposes. And I'm reading this from the Amplified version, and it just like blew up in my face like a firework while I was reading. Like, everything God placed on the inside of me Like it's from him, it's from above, and it's for the purpose of glorifying him, and it's for the purpose of living out our divine purpose. And sometimes I believe that we allow the things around us and our circumstances and things that happen to us, we allow those things to kind of kill our spark and to kill our joy and to kill everything within us. And that's what Satan wants to do. He desires to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does that to keep us from having an abundant life. And right after that verse, and this is John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy." And then Jesus said, "But I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance." And in abundance, it means to the full, till it overflows. And the way we do that is by walking in our dopeness and walking in who God made us to be. And all the gifts and all the talents and all the passions and all of those things that God built inside of you, that's where your abundance comes from. And so I'm super excited just about this next season, like being focused on taking what God has given me and maximizing it. Not necessarily, you know, to have 12 streams of income, while I do want another stream of income and it will come, but just to feel fulfilled, for the lack of a better phrase. Like, I've spent so many days pouring out so much and even being a part of things and still feeling empty at the end, because I haven't worked from a place of passion. I haven't worked from a place where I want to work from, but it takes that first step of just getting past the fear of failure and the fear of not being good enough and the fear of what will people say and the fear, like fear can paralyze you. And I know you hear the emphasis on the F in fear, but seriously, like fear can paralyze you. And when you are full of fear, you're scared to go back and you're scared to move forward. Going forward scares you. Going back haunts you. Like those are like tough things. When you're in a place where you're scared to go forward and try new things and take that job and write that blog and write that song and do that event and bake that cake, whatever it is, when you're scared to go forward and do that, and then you're scared to go back and do nothing, or scared to go back and do what you were doing before because it was miserable, like you were miserable for a reason. Like, it's time to try something new. And because God is so dope, because God is who he is, and he made you like this with all of these talents and with all of these ideas and with all of this spark and with all of this drive and ambition, like he wants you to move forward in it. Like, it's cool. You can do that. You don't need approval from anybody to do it. It's you and it's God. And because God is the greatest power, Hezekiah Walker says, we shall not be defeated. Like, never, never, ever. You might have days where you might feel like it, like you're being defeated. But yo, lean on the rock. Like, he's higher than us. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. Like, we can't even comprehend like God on any level like that, because he is so much farther above us. And even in that, even though his ways are higher than our ways and not like our ways, and his thoughts are not like our thoughts, like, even still, he walks with us every day. Like, God is dope, and he made you so dope. And you know what? When you get up in the morning, I want you to look in the mirror. And one thing I want you to say is, God made me like this. He gave me all of this. So now I need wisdom on what to do with all that he gave me. And then take that step. Like, take the whole step. Not a partial step, but a whole step. Sometimes you have to take a leap. Like, you just got to jump out there and call it a day. And you'll love it. It may be really uncomfortable. And doing a podcast for me was really uncomfortable because I am not a fan of listening to myself talk. But I recognize that this is part of the gifting that God gave me to talk. And I teach for a living, so I talk all day. But I never get to talk about the things I'm passionate about, like growth, like this. But God made me like this. This is who he made me to be. And so I'm learning how to be cool. And I'm learning how to enjoy this ride of discovering more about who God made me to be. And I know it wasn't a coincidence. I know that it was not a mistake. I know that God was intentional whenever he assigned me to the people I am, you know, in my family, when he assigned me to this place where I am currently. Like, he had a purpose and intent for all of it. And I just have to trust and believe that what he has for me is much, much greater than what I can have for myself. And even in that, he gave me all the tools I need to do what I need to do for him. And he did the same thing for you. That is the greatest part about it, is that he's done the same thing for all of us. So I want you to take time this week to really think about what God has already placed on the inside of you and how you can use those things to fulfill your purpose here on this earth. Like, he made you like this. Like, he knew you were going to have all those quirks and all that. Like, he made you that way. And so now learning to use all of that to build up the kingdom. That's it. That's all I have today. But before we leave, let's close out with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for just this space to bond with one another. Thank you for the platform and the opportunity and the equipment and the passion that you have put on the inside of me and the passion that you are awakening within me and this listener right now. Father, we thank you so much for just loving us enough to make us purposely for you and fulfilling your desires on this earth. Father, we ask even now that you would continue to just open up our hearts and minds so that we can receive from you, so that we can love on you and be who you called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today. And it won't be long before my next one. But don't forget to share and everything else. God bless.
Hi, dear girl and woman. I'm Livy. Did you like this podcast? Check out the blog at www.deargirlandwoman.com. When you get there, make sure you like and sign up to receive updates. Thanks. Love you.